This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. The USA's Olympic curling team this year is dominated by Upper Midwesterners. Most of them come from the Duluth Curling Club, and one athlete is based in St. Paul. There are also three competitors from the Madison Curling Club, a place with a long history of cultivating Olympic qualifiers. Nina Roth works as a full-time nurse in the Madison area, but she's had her hours cut way back for a good reason. She's leading Team USA in women's curling, a sport she took up when she was 10.
Took 20 years, but that's normal in curling, and I'm just ecstatic.
In curling, players take turns lunging down a sheet of ice while pushing a rock that's about 40 pounds. They sweep the ice with a special broom to help glide the rock to a target, known as the house. The team that has rocks closest to the center of the house gets the points. It's similar to shuffleboard or even bocce ball. Roth is the skip on the women's Olympic team, which is kind of like the captain. Curling may look like a zen sport, but at the U.S. Olympic team trials on NBC, you can hear Roth and her teammates yelling their strategy at one another.
Yep. All the way. Hard.
Yep.
Hurry.
Go.
Hard. Gotta go. Atta girl. Roll that out.
We are placing the broom so that our teammates have something to aim at. We are calling the strategy. So depending on where the other team is placing their rocks, we are making offensive or defensive moves based on that. And it's a big responsibility, but it's great.
Roth practices throwing rocks one afternoon at the Madison Curling Club. This place is like her second home.
Growing up in Madison, we have a lot of Olympic curlers who have come through this club. So I grew up playing with a bunch of them and admiring them. And some of them were actually my coaches. I was very, very fortunate. So to finally be an Olympian along with them is really, really cool.
Another first-time Olympian is Roth's teammate, Becca Hamilton. The two have curled together since they were teenagers.
Yeah, once I was drug out on the ice, I didn't look back. I was down here every single day before school, after school, playing in multiple leagues a night, and I was hooked. So
Becca isn't the only Hamilton heading to Pyeongchang. Her brother, Matt, is competing on the men's curling team. And together, Matt and Becca Hamilton are competing in the brand new Olympic event, mixed doubles curling.
About 4 years ago, they announced that it was going to be an Olympic sport, and that's when me and Becca kind of metaphorically stood back and looked at each other and were like, yeah, this is something we got to do, because the brother-sister thing, we're going to have an advantage as far as what we know about each other and how we play. So, yeah, it was kind of a no-brainer.
The Hamiltons have been getting a lot of attention outside of Madison. Here they are on NBC's The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon.
So it is my honor to introduce two of the best curlers in the world. Please give a warm Tonight Show welcome to U.S. Olympic curling team superstars and real-life siblings, Becca and Matt Hamilton, ladies and gentlemen.
And with the attention comes more money. Team USA's curlers have received corporate sponsorships, and they've even appeared in advertisements. This is huge for the athletes, since travel and equipment can be really expensive. Becca Hamilton works for Dick's Sporting Goods. Matt Hamilton tests home appliances for Spectrum Brands. The sponsorships also help make up for the fact that they're missing a month of work to go to the Olympics.
And then also all the time and effort we're putting into training, and we're not at work, which helps, I guess, just get by on a day-to-day basis. For a lot of curlers from different countries, this is their job, so they get a salary to curl, where we don't get that yet in the U.S. So
that would be just dreamy.
Then the Hamiltons, along with Nina Roth, could focus their time on curling and training the next generation of Olympians who come through the Madison Curling Club.